A big international soccer tournament is set to kick off next month, and we're not talking about the World Cup in Brazil. We're talking about the CONFU World Football Cup in Sweden. It does not feature any of the world's big-name soccer stars. Instead, the teams are made up from players from the world's refugee camps, people without a country. One of those teams is Darfur United that features 15 men from refugee camps in Chad. For more on this unusual team, unusual tournament, and the mission of both, we turn to the KCBS Newsline and Katie J. Scott, Director of Operations at IACT in Los Angeles, who was instrumental in making this team happen. Thanks so much for joining us today. Give us a little history of Darfur United.
Well, we started Darfur United with the refugees about 3 years ago. We've been visiting the refugee camps in eastern Chad since 2005, and they're always playing soccer. They always try to make soccer balls out of every little piece of cloth, sew it together, stuff it with anything they can. And we would always go out and play with them. And about 3 years ago, we had the opportunity to take a team to the Viva World Cup, which is also for nationless people. And we thought, okay, it's going to be logistically challenging and financially challenging, but it's something that brings a sense of hope and joy in otherwise very isolated and desolate refugee camps in eastern Chad. So we started working with the players. We started building excitement on the U.S. side and around the world, and people were behind it. People love the sports underdog story, and they connect with sports bringing joy and hope to young kids, but also to give millions of displaced Darfur something to hope for.
And what's the competition like for Darfur United? There are teams from other refugee camps they're going up against?
They're going against other places in the world that don't feel represented by their own countries. It's going to be very challenging for our guys. There are places like Padania in Italy, who has had a soccer team for their ethnic group for 30, 40 years. And Padania has Balotelli's brother playing on it, I hear. So it's going to be very challenging. Iraqi Kurdistan, we played in 2012. We're going to be playing a team from Quebec, from an ethnic group inside of Quebec that doesn't feel represented by Canada. So the other teams are definitely, they've had more experience, so it's going to be very challenging. Our guys are going to be putting on, many of them putting on cleats for the first time. It's going to be the first time that they've been playing on grass. They're used to playing a whole different game since they play in the sand in the desert. So it'll be challenging. But in 2012, when we scored our first goal, it was an amazing experience. And everybody around the world was really behind Darfur United at that exact moment because it was a goal for the whole people, for people who are not represented by their government, who really just feel like they have themselves. So it's going to be challenging, but very exciting.
What happens to the players off season, or when they go back to the camps? Have their lives changed in any way?
You know, we did see several changes in the lives of the guys who were on the team in 2012. Many of them were given a renewed self of confidence that they can. There is opportunity out there for them. Some of them were teachers before they came to tryouts this year, teachers in the camps, or had, you know, leadership positions. Some were attending school in some of the nearby cities inside of Chad, in Jemena, the capital, or Abeche. And then many went back after they played in 2012 and took leadership positions where they didn't have them before. They started teaching the younger kids how to play in an organized fashion, teaching them what the drills that Coach Mark had taught them. And now we've launched the Darfur United Soccer Academy. And so we have 900 kids that are being taught by four soccer coaches that were trained by professional coaches that we sent over to the refugee camp. And so it's changing the culture of also the refugee camps. Girls are playing organized sport for the first time. And we have two women actually coaching at the Darfur United Soccer Academy. We have 12 returning players this year on the team that were part of the team in 2012. So they're going to bring a lot more confidence to their game. They're going to be a lot more experienced in the traveling aspect. It was their first time traveling on an airplane last time. So, you know, I think that those three new players who get the chance to go are definitely going to come back stronger leaders, stronger soccer players, and with the sense that they do have the power to change their situation and be part of a peaceful future for their people.
And on that very upbeat note, we will say thank you, Katie J. Scott of IACT in Los Angeles, talking about Darfur United, a soccer team made up of refugees that's going to Sweden next week. And good luck to them all.